Right now, we're talking Gopher women's hockey here on Gopher Talk this week, and one of the Gopher star players is Grace Zumwinkel, a fifth-year player out of Breck High School, and it's been a great year for the Gophers. They're ranked third in the country, 22-3-2 overall, 19-1-2, leading the WCHA. And Grace, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You guys are on a bit of a roll here. How much fun has this streak been? I mean, not only winning games, and obviously you got the big sweep last week against the Bulldogs, but you guys have been on a streak where, you know, you've outscored the competition by several goals in most of those games in this 10 or 11 game streak.
Yeah, no, it's such a special time around here right now. And I think as you look at a season, and hopefully you want to be trending up towards the back half of the season, I think that's something that we're certainly doing. But I think we also understand that we have a few tough opponents coming up, and as soon as you get into the playoffs, anything can really happen.
Yeah, and obviously it's a tough conference as always. You've got the Buckeyes who are coming into town this week, and they're ranked number one. As we mentioned last week, you swept the number six Bulldogs. Wisconsin is looming a week from this weekend, and certainly you can't look ahead. And then others, St. Cloud State has been improved, Minnesota State has been improved, all of those things. How important was it for you guys to get into some tightly contested ice time last week? And one, just to get that, and two, to come out with wins as well on both days?
Yeah, no, I think you look at our last handful of games, and obviously, like, we've been putting up a good chunk of goals, so that always helps in terms of, like, not making the games as stressful as they need to be. But I think especially last weekend, it showed us, like, how we need to manage game management, and then, like, in those tight games, it's like not clenching up or getting too nervous, but it's like staying calm and composed. And I think especially heading into these next couple of weekends and certainly the playoffs, that's a good lesson for us to learn.
Now, you've of course been around the block, one of the top players in the country, second leading scorer in the conference, and on the Olympic team last year. So the stage, you know, you're not intimidated by the stage, but are you, even at this stage in your career and your teammates, you've got Taylor Heisey, who you and her are 1-2 in goals, and obviously other veterans, including some who have been on the Olympic team, even still kind of progressing, you know, as older players in relative to college terms, like week to week. Did you learn something last week in that game to put forward for these remaining three weekends of the regular season?
Yeah, I think you certainly definitely learn different things every time you get on the ice, even practice and in games. But I think having the senior leadership that we have in the core group of fifth years or seniors, whatever you want to call, I think it's definitely just to enjoy the little moments. I think especially with them winding down and entering into the playoffs, you never know what can happen at any given point. So, I mean, people are saying like, oh, this is the last time you'll play Ohio State or whatever at home. And it's like, it's just enjoying those moments and cherishing them with your friends and teammates as best you can.
I always ask this of seniors and fifth year seniors even, right, in terms of how fast it goes. Sometimes do you look back? And of course, you had the redshirt year with the Olympics where you were with that team. Has it gone faster than you thought? And have there been times probably where it felt like it's a slow going too, I suppose?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like, just take this season, for example, like, oh, I can't believe that was 3 months ago or whatever it was. And then you think about it and you're like, day to day, it's like, oh, today feels like a long day or whatever. But you look back and it certainly does fly by. And then you channel that into 5 years and it's like, it feels like I was just a freshman stepping on campus.
You mentioned how even within a season, it can seem a while. It was a while ago you guys played the Buckeyes. You tied in one of the games, you beat them in the other game. What do you know about Ohio State and to have them here on the home ice? They're one in the national rankings. You're one in the conference standings. So obviously a lot at stake here in terms of regular season situation. There's a chance you'll face them again in the conference and maybe even the national tournament. But at least for right here and right now this weekend, how important is this one, and what can you tell us about Ohio State?
They are a great team. They pressure the puck hard everywhere on the ice, and they like to play a fast game. So I think heading into this weekend, that's something that we want to try to slow them down as best we can. And they are a great team and have a lot of depth throughout their lineup. So I think that's just something that we need to play fast and match their same intensity that they bring in.
I remember hearing from Brad Frost. I was at his news conference last week, your head coach, and he said that even going into this three-week stretch, this was just prior to the UMD series, that defense, when you get into these kind of important games, defense is so key. And you guys, of course, can score. And he's like, winning games 3-1 or 2-1 or what have you might be easier than if all of a sudden you have to score six times or seven times, because obviously you guys have firepower, but it's not always something you can count on. So how do you balance that from having an offensive mindset because you have so many goal scorers to also knowing, as you say, some of those small details in important games and handling the defensive side of the rink too?
Yeah, that's certainly a great question. I think the biggest thing, like you said, is starting with the defense and then working forward. I think if we can focus on tightening our defense up and not letting them score a lot of goals or keeping it at less than two, I think that will help us spring our offense. And I think like Brad Frost mentioned, it's kind of the catalyst is building up from the defense out and then letting our creativity or skill set offensively carry us.
I was with the Gopher men's basketball team ready for their game. We flew in Friday to Chicago. It was at Northwestern. So the plane landed just in time. And, the bus is usually, a little quiet on the bus ride. So I clicked on. I couldn't hear it, but I was watching the game with you guys. And so just kind of watching without being able to hear some of the commentary. But just in my observation, the goaltending for the Golden Gophers was pretty stellar in that Friday game. And I'm assuming I didn't get a chance to see Saturday at all. But you guys are getting some fine play in net, it looks like.
Yeah, for sure. I think they definitely keep us in games. And when we need that big save, they're there for us. And so it's nice to have a goaltender in the back of the net that our whole team trusts and that knows, if we make a mistake, that they'll be there covering us on the back end.
So you're second in points. Your teammate Taylor Heisey's first in points. I know some folks were teasing you. Was it a week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago about are there any side bets or side battles between those you two guys? Do you ever discuss it, or is it just, hey, when the goals come, they come?
No, it's certainly not something we discuss. I think coming into this fifth year for both of us, chasing a national title was obviously a goal for both of us. And I think heading into this year, set aside individual accolades or whatever, like the group of fifth years. I know last year they fell short to Duluth in the NCAA tournament. So I think a lot of us are more focused on that than who's scoring the goals necessarily.
And for you, can you talk a little bit? I'm sure you've answered this question many times since, I suppose it's not necessarily a no-brainer that you're coming back for a fifth year. You've put in your college time. You had the Olympic time. What went into the decision that, you want to give it another shot here with the Maroon and Gold one more time?
I think kind of what I just alluded to is falling short of the national title. I think my sophomore year, we got second in the NCAA tournament, and then have not made the tournament a few years. So it's we've came close, but haven't quite been able to do it. And then having the opportunity to play with my younger sister is something that's super special to me. And I think makes one of this year's one of the most favorite for myself.
Yeah, that was my next question was, it's a family affair for you guys. How much fun is that? Not just to have her on the team, but to have her on campus. And I suppose you guys hang out, right?
Yeah, of course. I think last year having her come in as a freshman and me not being here, it let her create her own path and not have an older sister that telling her what to do. Not saying I like to do that, but I think it's a nice balance for we both have our own social pieces, but when we're at hockey, we spend time together, but we also make our own college experiences.
So how old were you two guys when you first got onto the ice? When do you remember that? And then when do you remember that you maybe were better than most and you had a chance to play at an elite level?
The first time playing with my sister was actually when I was a senior in high school and she was in eighth grade. And so we're about 4 or 5 years apart. So we don't usually overlap a ton, but the opportunities that we do get are super special. And then I think in terms of hockey, I played three sports throughout high school. And I was always knew hockey was my favorite, but I still enjoyed having the playing golf or tennis and getting those little breaks from hockey. But I think the more so as I started to pursue it harder, and then being exposed to the U18 team at a young age, it was something that you see these older girls and you watch all that they accomplish and you try to strive and be like them one day. And I think just over time, continuing to work hard and putting yourself in the right positions is super successful.
When do you remember first getting on the ice? What age was that?
It's actually a funny story. My kindergarten class crush at the time actually brought a flyer to class. And so I brought the flyer home because I wanted to be just like him. And I brought the flyer. My parents knew nothing about hockey, but they signed me up and I was the worst one on the ice. I was crying all the time. But I think I was getting skated circles around, but my parents just instilled like the work ethic and once signing up for something, and that's obviously carried me super far in life. So I give them full credit.
Wow. So it wasn't like just all of a sudden you got on the ice and it was magic. There was some, I mean, obviously anyone who's plays at the high level you do, there's work to it, but there, and obviously some natural gifts, but it took a minute for that to kick in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think the first time I got on the ice, I did not take a stride. I was like in a 2x2 box, probably getting skated circles around, but yeah, no, it was not easy from the start.
Well, it's awesome that it's turned out the way it has. One of the top players in the country, and it's great to see you in maroon and gold. And a huge weekend this weekend. Then it's Wisconsin the weekend after. Then the closing weekend with St. Thomas. And then all of a sudden the postseason starts, so we're getting to crunch time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much for having me.